This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Disposable wipes have become a regular part of many people's cleaning and hygiene routines. But when flushed down the toilet, they become a major headache for wastewater systems. That's according to Dave Schneider, head of a local sanitation district in Custer County.
Yes, they flush down the toilet, but they do not break down and cause tremendous amount of damage and cost. And actually in the treatment system, clogs up aerators, it clogs up the lift pumps. It's just bad all around.
State lawmakers have just approved a bipartisan bill that will require packages of disposable wipes to be clearly labeled with the words "do not flush" starting next year. Steamboat is on pace for one of its snowiest seasons on record. A storm last week pushed the resort's snow total over 420 inches for the season. That's about 35 feet. It's the most snow recorded at Steamboat in over a decade. The last time was during the 2010-11 season when 433 inches fell. But that's still about 7 feet away from the resort's all-time record of 489 inches during the 07 season. Steamboat says it will stay open until April 16th. To capitalize on the powder. No one was injured in the derailment of four train cars in southeastern Colorado over the weekend. The website Seco News says the cars fell over within the BNSF rail facility in La Junta. No hazardous materials were released in the incident. BNSF says it is investigating the cause of the derailment. You are listening to CPR News. Coming up next, it's Colorado Matters.